you know, I guess it's a good thing when you walk over that the sun's coming out and you can stay a little warmer that way.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I see you have brought a friend with you today, too.
I have.
Who is this?
I have brought Beth. She is the manager out at Walmart.
Beth, how are you today?
I am good.
Good. Good. Are you enjoying this weather? I mean...
Absolutely.
Can you tell a difference in the store when the weather is like this?
Yeah, it's busier. People are shopping a little differently.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that's the case because, heck, we don't have to buy salt for our driveways or shovels or anything like that. It's beautiful.
Right.
But now, I mean, I'm sure you you notice that in sales and that kind of thing, too. So
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. So what did you want to talk to her about today?
Oh, gosh.
Or do I have to, you know.
I don't know if there's still a sale going on those camping chairs, but I have heard a lot about these camping chairs being on sale out there.
Funny. We still have camping chairs. We're in the middle of seasonal transition, so we have lots of great clearance deals. People have to come check them out, see what's left.
I would imagine that you probably, like everybody else out there, are always looking for people to work.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We're right now gearing up for our spring and summer seasons, as well as just our normal staffing as well. So we are always looking for good applicants. All areas of the store, all shifts.
Do a lot of kids come back from the summer? And
we have a good majority. We employ a lot of high school students that then eventually graduate, and a lot of them will take a leave of absence and then come back on the summers and holidays, which we're very grateful for.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, I mean, you're going to find what you're looking for at Walmart, usually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff out there, and it's got to be a great place to work for. Do you get a lot of people that take advantage of the calling in their shopping orders and picking them up?
Yes, our digital business is really growing each day, each year. We're seeing more and more. We started offering delivery back in August. Okay. So we're seeing that take off. We're working on expanding the delivery area that we're able to service. So that's kind of exciting as customers are busy, and it's another alternative for them not to have to come into the store.
Yeah. I would imagine that you have to employ more people, too, to do that kind of thing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How many people would you say you employ? Or if you had a full staff, what would it consist
of? We employ right around 200 associates.
Okay. Wow. And I know you've got a lot of the self-check areas. Do you find that people like that, or do you get kind of a mixed bag?
It's kind of a mixed bag. There's definitely people that prefer self-checkouts. They'll wait in line to use a self-checkout versus an open register.
Yeah.
And vice versa. There's people definitely that prefer a cashier to check them out, which is why we have both and really try to staff both adequately.
Yeah. I bet that can be difficult at times.
Yep.
Challenge.
Absolutely.
Per se. I know you've been on the board with the chamber multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you still with the board?
I just finished my term in December.
Okay.
So, yes, that's my time away from the board at this point, like 1 month in.
She can't get rid of me.
Yeah, and here you are calling her again. I mean, come on. So how is that experience? I mean, for people that might be wanting to try it.
Yeah, I really enjoy the time on the chamber board. I feel like it's a good group to work with, good collaboration, how we can grow the Meeker County area. You know, I would encourage anybody that is interested to reach out to Janae for details.
For sure. And I would guess, too, that you at Walmart feel this. You probably get customers from the entire county.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draw from pretty much everywhere around here. So, well, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, Dave. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, how about you?
Well, I just want to say it's super easy. They have a really great, their social media presence is incredible, but also their website is really great. So if you are looking for anything Walmart wise, whether that's employment or items, they have a really great website that you can go to, and or find them on social media.
Yeah. Well, you young people, that's your thing.
It is.
Us old folks, we, you know, we got to kind of work at that.
Well, you can go there in person. I mean, you might end up spending a little more.
Which Beth is probably okay with.
Yeah, right. Yes. I know.
Funny. But you have a good social media presence as well.
Yeah, we try to. I mean, yeah, I try to keep up there, but.
I'm probably selling some folks my age a little short because there are plenty of those people that can work very well with social media.
Yeah.
Just some of us kind of get a little intimidated.
Yeah, it can be intimidating. Yeah. And it's pretty time consuming, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I was just trying this morning to download an app because I'm picking up my grandson on Thursday and you have to have an app now to do that. And man, I am so frustrated right now. That's why I brought that up because it's just like, come on, somebody told me this was supposed to work.
Yeah, but it's pretty impressive, though. Like, my grandpa's 87 and he has Facebook. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty impressive to not really, you know, the majority of your life not grow up with much for technology. And then now you've got social media and a smartphone. Yep. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
For sure. All right. Well, let's give out some numbers so we can get a hold of people. Beth, if somebody wants to come and apply for a job, what's the best way to do that?
They can go on our website, walmart.com/careers. That will take them to the application process.
Okay, very, very good.
If they have any questions with that or have struggles, they can certainly call the store and talk to Michael.
And that's in ordering as far as, you know, your groceries or whatever, is that all done online too?
It is. Okay. It's you can either do it on the website.
Okay.
Walmart.com, or there is a Walmart app that's very user friendly and the easier way to do it.
Here we go with an app again. And Janae, if we want to get a hold of you at the Chamber, which is probably a way to get a hold of the folks at Walmart, too.
Absolutely, because Yeah, they can find all Walmart information on our website at litch.com. They can give us a call, 320-693-8184. Stop by the office. We are 219 North Sibley Avenue. Send us some message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I don't know if people do that, but.
I'm lost.
So am I.
But you're just across the street, so I can find you really easy. Beth, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And Janae, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Have a great day. There we go.